This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Forever!
Hi.
Hello.
This is A Woman's Smile.
That's right. A Woman's Smile is back with another episode. And this time, well, it's going to be something.
It's going to be something for sure. We have a very interesting show for you today. I am Patty.
And I am Lorelai.
And we're so happy that you're listening. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. I'm going to go ahead and, you know, get a little political right off the bat.
Ooh.
Lorelai, get ready.
Okay.
What you been thinking about?
Well, I've been thinking about all the different ways that I can use my body to please myself.
That's very powerful. You know, I would say that 10 years ago, a woman couldn't even say something like that.
I know.
And without being ridiculed or being looked at as some, you know,
well,
I'm slut.
Right. I'm still,
when it was negative.
Right. I'm still ridiculed every day. And to be called a slut would be something just possibly amazing for me.
Well, that's because the way that you look is out of control.
The next step. Right. You're right about that. You know, I've also been thinking about a very special poem by Gigi Hubert, one of my favorite authors.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. So this one's a very exciting one. This is from his new chapbook, Trotting Around Williamstown. It's called Take Me Out. Take me out of here. Spin me around. Hold me close. Let me make you drown. In my love that holds you tight, did I tell you I want to die? TMI? Well, it's too late. I'm here, aren't I, on our first date. I've always wanted something nice. Hopefully, you'll be so kind. Parentheses, suck my dick.
Wow. We've had a lot of Gigi Hubert's work read on our podcast, and that actually has inspired me to write my own poem right now.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, what was your poem?
Okay. This is called Starlight in the Palm of My Hand.
Mm-hmm.
When I see you over there on your phone, I look at you and say, hey, look at me. I'm over here, the person of your dreams. Look up at me and make a connection really quick before it's too late, before I find someone else who isn't looking down at the screen in their hand. Oopsie, there is my auto pay. I check a notification on my phone. Looky there, my banking app. Looky there, my Venmo app. Oh my gosh, the world is moving so fast. No one even wants to stop and say hello. What's the deal with all that crap? That is bad and I am mad.
That was something else, Patty.
Did you think it was good?
Yeah. Dina?
This is the week.
Dina? Look at me.
This
look
is
at
the,
me.
3 years.
Pick up those glasses that you dropped during Patty's
the anniversary.
Pick up those glasses.
My father's death.
Dina, look at me.
3 years
look
ago.
At me.
So I've been kind of in a weird place this week.
Pick up those glasses that you did during Patty's poem. As a naughty thing you did.
Oh, Dina's fine. Dina's
slap your
she's
ass.
Nervous. Lorelai, she's I'm nervous. A, so our new intern,
ass.
Dina, she's really great. She. Dina is 22 years old. She's from Cincinnati. She's just, you know, she's got that glow to her that people who are fresh, you know, real fresh-faced and, like, ready to work. She just has an enthusiasm about her that makes her really nice to have around the office. I find it really inspiring to see young people who are excited to jump in, you know, jump into the workforce and really... get a start on their careers and their futures.
Yeah.
We need more young people like that,
yeah.
I think.
Speaking about young people and the things on young people's minds,
yes.
We've got a very special guest today.
Yes, and kind of in theme of what we've been talking about, kind of social media and, you know, young people these days. It's such an enormous part of our daily lives. Not even just young people, but young people are really leading the way in terms of how
they
involved
are.
Social media is.
Exactly.
In their lives.
And we want to introduce a very special guest, Becky mm-hmm. Tablet.
Becky Tablet, thank you so much for being here. Becky.
Thank you so much for having me, ladies. Thank you for those beautiful poems.
Yeah, you thought my poem was beautiful?
I thought your poem was extraordinary. I'm a huge fan of Gigi Hubert.
Oh.
I wondered if
finally,
you had
somebody.
Ever... Well, I wondered if you had ever thought to maybe write a poem of your own, Lorelai.
I mean, yeah, sure. I've never... thought about it on my own.
Oh gosh, she's never gonna but shut I, up now. You
I
got
mean, maybe,
her started.
Wait. I've got a lot of
you
things
love
to say.
Poetry so much.
I do love poetry. Maybe I will. Okay, how about something like I was at the corner store. There was nothing more. I could see on the window. My empty eyes. Girl, you're not looking fine. There's an emptiness in me.
Okay,
which
I'm gonna
my
stop
body
you right
does
there.
Not show.
Lorelai,
because the
this poem
size
sucks.
Of my body.
This poem is
the size.
Not good.
I'm so sorry for it.
Of
you
a got time.
You can't see and this is the thing is you can't put
thank you
someone
for setting
like
me free.
You can't put someone like her on the spot.
Becky, thank
to
you
write
for setting me free.
I didn't realize what I was doing.
I'm going to write some more throughout this episode.
About me
I mean,
that a lot of people don't know is
what
that I'm
people
actually
don't
really
know about
good
me
at coming
is that
up with poems.
I,
because
I,
my dad
I've
was a singer.
I've always wanted to open up this way.
And
I
he actually died 3 years ago.
Created something within me that I didn't know was possible.
I'm actually going to go into this poem right now.
And
if,
this
if
next
you'll let
poem
me.
Is about
it's,
just
three,
that.
And my dad died 3 years ago today. And this poem is called
Five
Down
Times
in the
Out
Ground.
Of Ten. I'm horny.
Down in the ground.
Taking me
where'd
back.
Where'd you go? You left me and my family.
The time of Stalin.
We were sad.
We never
and
knew.
That was bad.
The war wasn't
I
over.
Can't stop
back
thinking
where I'm
about
from.
All the times we
babies
had.
Babies don't ever
where
make
did
it
they
back
go?
Alive.
The good days go.
Maybe
my
sometimes.
Dad, my dad.
We
I
can
miss
be
you so.
Together.
Why did you do that?
But for now,
take your own life.
I will look through your
oh
window.
Oh my God.
And
you
when
must
you are
have
sleeping,
been in such
put
a dark
my hand
place,
through your
I
window
can't fathom
and
the place
took you to death.
That you went to then when you killed yourself. I miss you, Dad.
So, Becky, tell us about the research that you're doing in social media amongst teens.
Basically, I consider myself less of a researcher and more of an advocate. I'm a youth advocate. I advocate
ooh.
On behalf of young people to try and maximize their time and the quality of their time spent on social media. I do feel that despite the saturation of social media in young people's lives, that there are still many obstacles between young people and their devices. And I think that we do good work in trying to break the organization that I run, which is named for my father.
Who's
Larry,
your father?
Larry Tablet.
Larry Tablet.
Larry Tablet.
The creator of... what did he create?
He was mostly in sausage manufacture.
Okay.
He's mostly in agriculture and food distribution.
Sausage farms.
But when...
Yes.
And I came into an enormous fortune when I came of age. But personally, I didn't... sausage wasn't for me. I think it's a noble calling.
Oh, yeah, I think you made the right choice there.
But, yeah. So
let me tell you something. Sausage is for me.
That's great to hear. And my family thrived and flourished on the appetites of people like you, people such as yourself. Just people who have a taste for sausage.
For sausage, bigger.
People who like sausage. And sausage is a very versatile, there's a lot to like in the sausage
right.
family.
Yeah. I don't eat them a ton. I know I may look like I, you know, have a lot of sausage.
No, I wasn't saying anything of the kind.
I don't think anyone is really saying anything,
though, you know,
that implying that.
A sausage can really be anything.
So like, how much sausage would you say that you eat?
One a month.
Okay, that's not bad at all.
Yeah. That's not bad.
That's fine.
I think you could easily double that.
Okay.
Again, I'm not in sausage. I don't stand to benefit directly. I take no share in the profits of the company at this time. I emancipated myself because of I did want to work more on my passion, which is getting young people on their phones more.
I know. I mean, you know, let's hope by accident you don't accidentally cross over those passions and then you get these teenagers more engaged with sausages. I'm making this dumb joke as I'm saying it right now.
I mean, you know, what you're saying is...
Get this coffee away from me.
You know, let me say something. Getting young people involved more with sausages would really make my life a little bit more easy.
How so?
I am constantly watching teenage sausage videos.
So you in that capacity, you are really combining actually the two major components of my life. Because you're consuming videos on, I'm assuming, something like YouTube, Instagram,
right.
Video.
Yes.
These are
I love video.
Forms of social media, video.
Right, video.
With and then contained within sausage.
Sausages.
And then teens consuming.
I'm sorry, our producer is loudly eating Cheez-Its over there. Hey! Do you want me to throw another one? Knock it off over there! We're recording!
Patty?
I'm tired of having to say this to him!
Patty?
Every time I talk!
Patty!
Liza!
Lower your voice!
I'm sorry, I'm screaming. It's 3 years after my father's death. It's the anniversary week. I'm sorry, I'm in a funk.
You always think that you're able to take over the room!
When you read your voice!
The whole time! I want the attention that I deserve! But looks like we can't both have it!
We can't both have it!
Give time back to our guest!
So you were saying there are no places for us to put our tablets.
Well, what I'm saying is...
Shit myself again!
Lorelai, it's fine. Lorelai.
So you're saying you are... God damn it!
It's okay. It's okay.
Many shit I come!
So you're
it's
saying
all right,
there's no place.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy Priceline.
What I'm saying is, what is this when the phone is in your pocket or in your bag, for example?
Right.
That is time that you could be on your phone, but it's in your pocket.
Now, how do you get the phone from your bag to your pocket or from your pocket to your hand?
I don't know if you've ever seen Bob Dylan. Have you ever heard of a singer named Bob Dylan?
No, absolutely not.
I love him and I love his music. I grew up with it.
If you remember back in the 60s, the swinging 60s, Bob Dylan used to have what he would, it looked kind of, It was like a neck brace for his harmonica that would put it right at his mouth.
Okay.
So that with his hands, he could tap a tambourine or strum his guitar and still have access to his harmonica.
Yes.
So what I'm saying, what we basically have is a fully biodegradable, renewable device that goes around the neck of every child and adolescent and that we're hoping for a 100% success rate. It wraps around their neck and then it juts out around halfway down their torso and it holds their device at a kind of 45 degree angle down from their face. And it holds the phone for you, freeing your hands, allowing you to open doors, drive a car, do alt, play the piano, do any of the things that you need to do with your hands.
Well, what do you say to people who say that this isn't necessarily a safe device? They point to the incident with lab testing, and when famously 14-year-old Kaylee Connors,
the Connors case.
The Connors case, Kaylee Connors, beautiful 14-year-old girl, seated in the front seat of a Honda Odyssey, wearing a beta version of the neck harness, and set so that she could look at her phone at face level all the time, sitting in the front passenger seat.
Yes.
Fender bender. Mm-hmm. Fender bender bumped the front of the car just enough to deploy the airbag. Airbag deploys at 250 miles an hour.
I know what you're going to say.
Knocks Kaylee's phone, turns it basically into a flying sword.
Yes.
Halving her head vertically.
Yes.
Halving a child's head.
Yes. Now
that's awful.
Now
I
agree. I concede that that is awful. That is not what we would call an ideal outcome. But what I would say, and I would say this not in the spirit of hostility, is that people's heads are bisected all the time.
True.
With or without.
True.
The device.
True.
Now, what we are trying to advocate for is we don't want to be on the back foot, on the defense against these contingencies of car accidents, heavy equipment going wrong, awry. What we want is a broad change in the means of car manufacturer and industrial manufacturing of these things to accommodate the device, because it really actually, the trade-off is it's a very ugly trade-off. You're maybe sparing, it would be wonderful if Kaylee had not lost her life. However, I would say that it's equally, if not as bad, if not worse, that children should have to not be on social medias.
So, you are a great speaker.
Yeah.
Now let me just say that.
Cars without airbags.
I'm saying take the airbags out. Maybe everybody drives a little better.
Okay, you don't have to scream because I agree.
And then people can be, we won't be harming the children.
Absolutely.
I agree with that.
I want a car that has no windshield.
I want a car that has legs.
Like a Flintstone?
Yeah.
I want a husband that says yabba dabba doo. And he picks up the car that I'm in, and we all put our feet on the ground, and we run together, and it makes a little coconut noise.
From the sick mind of Bradley Cooper, Faraway Baby is a real story of a real baby that was seen from very far away on an icy day in Utah. Upon the realization that this baby was probably already frozen for days, the people of Utah and the police decided there was nothing they could do but stare. And so they did. Follow this soon-to-be Oscar-nominated three-hour saga of people in cozy warm suits and boots and cute hats, looking at the decomposing body of a child, withering away in the cold breeze of winter. 50% off discount code on your ticket by purchasing online at www.bradleycooper.com/faraway baby with discount code suck me dry.
Now, Becky,
you're
a youth specialist. You're a specialist
youth
in
advocate.
Tech. Youth advocate.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry.
Please don't worry.
I got shaken up a bit. You raised your voice and it reminded me that my dad died 3 years ago this week. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What's the craziest app kids are using now?
The craziest app that I've seen so far.
Yes.
Is the kids are on this wild and crazy app called by the name of Snapchat. Now, what you can do here, you can make your face look like a dog.
Oh,
you can
cute.
Make your face look like a rabbit.
I know about that. Yeah.
And what they really do is they take pictures and videos, et cetera. They send them to themselves.
Uh-huh.
It's called a snap. It's like a new way to chat. Okay. And I just think it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really cool.
They didn't have anything like that.
So,
when
so
I was
you're,
a kid.
You're telling me that we can chat with teens on Snapchat?
You can snap. Yes. You can Snapchat to the teen. To teens.
Oh.
With your face, it looks like a rabbit. It's got glasses. It's very, very funny.
Oh, I
it's
like
really
that.
Cute.
It's very like funny.
That. You know, I was using Instagram.
Interesting. Kind of an old guard kind of an app.
What do you mean?
Well, that is an app that in our research, what we see mostly is that app being used among kind of late adolescent, or in their early 20s, older people. People that are not so much necessarily on the cutting edge anymore. Anyway,
right.
Yeah.
I would say, Patty, that's you. Yeah, you are getting older.
I'm an old lady. Get me my walker and, you know, my big moo-moo. I'm ready to go to the home.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I know. I'm just joking. I guess, you know. My nephew, I have a nephew.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, he's 19.
Okay.
And he, the other day, we were laying out by the pool together, and he was, he reached over to me and he touched my leg and he said, "You're still using Instagram, Aunt Patty?" And I leaned over and I nuzzled his neck and I was like, "What? Is that not cool? Should I not have it?" Yeah. And then he reached over and put his hand on my underneath my rib, like right on my rib cage, kind of like rubbed it a little.
Uh-huh.
And then he put his nose kind of on my cheek and was like, "No one's used Instagram in so long, Aunt Patty." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so old." And then he slid his hand right into like the gap because I am very thin, so that when I lay down, my hip bones make a little bridge of my bikini bottom, and there's a little gap where he can actually reach in. And so that's where he put his hand, and he slid his finger right over my pulsing clit. And I said, "Okay, what app do the kids like?" And he started to swirl it a little bit, and I was really just kind of like, my body stiffened and I was like trying to relax, but it felt so crazy. And he was like, "You have to download Snapchat." And I was like, "I don't know if I have enough data on my phone. I don't have space on my phone. And I don't have enough data this month." I fly through it.
You should need to listen to that. Sounds like you. It sounds like a wonderful connection to have, that you have with your nephew, and that your nephew can really act as a kind of ambassador to you from the front lines of youth culture, so that you don't seem quite as old and kind of, you know.
I mean, sometimes I feel, you know, kid. I remember the stuff I was into when I was a kid.
Sure.
And I just felt like nobody got it.
Yeah.
Like, no, I was into these rock bands, and they would sing, they would scream, and it sounds crazy. I listen to it now. I'm like, what was I thinking? These rock emo bands.
Yeah.
And now these kids are into these technologies where they can contact other people across the world. That's kind of scary.
Aliens.
What did you mean?
Is that what you mean? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I was touching myself.
No, I mean contacting people like overseas, like across the world. You never know who you're talking to.
Exactly.
Especially within this administration.
Oh, my God.
There's so much tampering. There's so much. But you know what? You can't just listen to everything everyone says. If they say, like, you know, something happened where maybe someone was taking money from overseas, sure, that could happen. But also, we have to hear him out. You know, you don't want the captain of a ship, you know, or a captain of an airplane, pilot of an airplane. You don't want him to fail, because then the whole plane fails. Give him a chance.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Patty.
Okay, so what is a danger, do you think, that overusing social media for teens or a danger that overusing social media can pose to teens?
I would rephrase the question slightly.
I'm really sorry.
No, this is how I would just to shift the emphasis slightly, which I feel is actually that you've actually disadvantaged my position a little bit in the framing of the question. And I'm going to take it. I'm going to take
objection. You twisted my nipple.
I just wanted to fight back on behalf of the children.
Stand up and fight back.
I just wanted to stand up and fight back.
That, I agree.
That is exactly those are words that I've always lived by.
Just letting you know, I'm just going to talk over the both of you right now, really quick.
Sure.
And let the people, can you excuse me? Let the people know out there that the people that we invite to our podcast, we allow them to fight back whenever they want. And we create an atmosphere that, you know, where we don't necessarily have the right to talk over anybody or disempower people, and we allow people to talk and be as they will. Stand up, fight back, fight me!
Ow.
I don't know what any of this means.
I do know.
No, you don't know.
Yes, I do.
Get out of here.
No.
Get out of here.
Ooh.
Oh.
No.
The Love Story of Our Time is back in theaters this Thursday. A Beautiful Mind 2. This time the mind has tits. In theaters this Thursday.
I've got 5 kids at home, and let me tell you, it ain't easy. That's all I have to say. It's not an easy thing to have 5 kids at home. I'm a mom, and I love the army. Turn the army to them.
Use discount code MARD.
I'm not an alien. I'm an extraterrestrial. And face it, we've been around since the beginning of time, leaving you with signs, with crop circles, mysterious sightings, you name it, literally throughout the beginning of the human experience. Yet, why do we fear you? Enough to let you experiment on us haphazardly?
That's Rosa, Roswell's mom. Upon seeing the black and white photo of her teenage son being experimented on, she really lost hope on extraterrestrial rights. But she's tired, and she's not going anywhere. Eligna is here to stop that. Eligna is insurance for extraterrestrials to show your card when you're caught by a group of scientists, and they'll let you go knowing that you pay taxes to be here. It's that easy. Buy Eligna now by transporting a piece of bread directly to the studio.
Now, Becky, we're back. We're back with Becky Taplin.
Hello, ladies.
Thanks for having us here.
It's been a joy.
If you're just catching up, we were talking about Becky's work in youth advocacy and advocating for the use of social media and how integral that is in teens' lives, and how we shouldn't be trying to necessarily inhibit that, but to, I guess, promote it and encourage it.
We should be encouraging it. We should be maximizing it. We should be, if anything, doubling down, intensifying the amount of time, the ratio, proportion of time during a day that our young people are spending on social media. And I will not rest until that is comes true.
Absolutely, very good.
Why don't you rest?
I was raised that you do the job until it's done.
Why?
Well, my father who was again a sausage maven, kind of a sausage baron, started with nothing.
Right.
He started with one pig and the guts of that pig.
Oh, God.
And he took the pig and he put it into its own guts and he cut it up and he said, "That's a sausage." And he tasted it and he said, "I need everyone to taste this sausage." And one by one, he acquired more pigs. He cut open those pigs and he put the meat of the pigs into their own guts of the pigs.
He made sausage.
And he made sausage. And he made one sausage after another at a time.
Yeah.
The streets were littered in sausage. And that is how I was raised. So,
Becky.
Yes, Beth.
Let me tell you something about how I was raised. My father was
a dentist. He was the only dentist in our town, and he did a great job, and everybody loved him, and he really loved his job, too. And this week will be the 3-year anniversary of my father's death, and he took his own life. And I've been having a hard week, and I think your story is so amazing, but I have to let you know that my father took his own life with a sausage. With one of your father's sausages. And I have been trying
Patty.
To reckon. I don't have for so
put your head right here. Patty, it's gonna be okay. Now let me tell you my story. My father used to hit me because I was so goddamn ugly. Until he fixed my face, and then I fell on my face again, and I ruined it. And now I look at myself in the mirror and I say to myself, what did you do? Why are you like this? And then I laugh. Because sometimes, baby, you're a clown. And clowning around ain't what it used to be. But maybe a clown can go upside down. Who cares? Who cares? We're having fun here in the studio.
We're having fun today. And I want to say that I used to think that social media use was a negative thing.
Right.
Excessive social media use for children was a negative thing. And to have you here, Becky, with us, and to have you shed some light and illuminate, really, kind of what is going to be the future, whether we like it or not.
Absolutely.
I think that's really incredible. And as my nephew poolside had me pushed down on a pool raft, my head down through the swan, like I was on under the water, and he was pounding me. He was double wrapped. No bareback sex for me, thank you. Double wrapped. And but the second condom, he was, so basically he had originally used a condom, had filled it with cum from something we'd done before, and then had taken that condom off and then put a condom on a fresh one, but then put the used condom on over that. So there was a froth of his old cum spewing out of the top. So it effectively was going inside of me during the pool. But I was just thinking about, as I was under the water, I was on Snapchat, and I was thinking, I could get really used to this, and I can see why kids like this so much. And that is the last time I saw my nephew, because he was actually killed. What I did not know is that while I was under the water, there was a swarm of yellow jackets that were stinging him, and he was so far from his EpiPen. We were in a villa, and his EpiPen was in the house. It was very far away. He passed inside of me, double wrapped, though, because I don't do bareback sex.
There's so much there to mourn, but also so much to celebrate. It's wonderful that you're on Snapchat. It's very sad to hear about the passing of your father, and my condolences there. But on the other hand, I think we can. I think all of us at Tablet Sausage are honored that he chose the Tablet Sausage to use in his in orchestrating his own death, or his own passing, rather. I'm so sorry.
Can I ask you, in the dark times of the world that we live in right now,
absolutely,
what is one thing that the youth and young people these days can really celebrate?
I think you could celebrate is that they have the, it can make your face look like a different thing right away.
Yes.
The animal filters.
I love that about this day and age because, you know, when I was younger,
you don't have to wait
and you don't have to put on all those prosthetics that you usually do to make yourself look like that. I know when I was younger, I used to try to make myself look like a bunny, like a little dog, like a little cat, anything I could do to make my reflection look like something I would like to engage sexually with, you know, when you're kind of growing up and really feeling yourself. And I wanted to cover my own face because it was, you know, destroyed before because of my father and then an incident that I had later where I fell on my face after it was fixed from it getting hit. And actually, there was about an hour of that of the day that I was hit. That I was hit all day. And 1 hour before I fell, I had the most beautiful face. And then I fell, of course. Now you've seen me. you see me now. I really don't know where I was going to go with that.
Well, this is what I would recommend. I would recommend you get on there, you get on that Snapchat, you get on that thing. You can make your face look like anything. You can make it look like a question mark. You can make it look like a big, beautiful heart.
Like the Joker. It can... Riddler. Joker.
The Riddler.
The Riddler, the Joker.
I've got a riddle for you.
Sure.
Ooh.
Love it.
When's lunch?
You got a good point there. You know what? Let's all get lunch.
Let's all get lunch.
Let's all get lunch. Thank you so much for being here, Becky Tablet.
Thank you for having me. And I'd be happy to come back anytime to talk about the things that I care most about.
Yeah. Do you want to leave us with any parting words?
No. I would say follow your heart.
Uh-huh.
And keep your hands on your phone at 100% of the time for the that you're alive.
Oh, you pinched my nipple.
That was just a parting gift.
Thank you so much, Becky Tablet. Thanks, everybody here, for listening to us today. Becky Tablet, social media. What else did we talk about?
We talked about how this week is the 3-year anniversary of my father's suicide.
Yeah, and that old thing. Oh, well, let's keep it going, and let's keep it smiling.
A woman smiling.
A woman smiling.
Yay.
A woman smile. And you know what? Don't stop smiling just yet. And you know what? If you're thinking about not smiling anymore, maybe think again. Because your smile means a lot to someone out there. And that someone could be online. And it could be a teenager.
Look for someone online who can smile at you in a picture that is a still image of you.
Sometimes people don't know that their smile means a lot to the world. But sometimes people don't know that their smile means nothing. Maybe yours means nothing. A woman's smile.
And sometimes people smile at you because they want to trick you into exchanging their DNA right up inside your... Oh. Where they want to... get inside you and make friction on their nerve ending so that they can spill that DNA into a place where you aren't supposed to have someone else spill their DNA. A woman's smile.
A woman's smile. Sometimes you're smiling to yourself and you're keeping all those teeth to yourself inside of your mouth. And you don't know that you can actually pull one by one out. And pulling one out creates this really wonderful sensation in your body that has to do a little bit with the nerves in your mouth. Now, I can show you this maybe in the next episode or maybe on my YouTube page, www.youtube.com/... Nasty bitch.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.